practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather together to begin to focus on the greatness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in order that we might be able to worship Him in spirit and in truth, along with others, at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Let us begin with that great old Christmas hymn, O Holy Night.
O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices. Oh, night divine. Was born, oh night divine, oh night divine.
To love one another, His law is love, and His gospel is peace. Chains shall He break, for the slave is our brother, and in His name all oppression shall cease.
Glory evermore.
Oh, holy night. Just recently, one of the young people of our church, Taylor Carini, as a matter of fact, asked me what my favorite Christmas song was, and I said, it's Oh, Holy Night. And he said, well, why don't we sing it in the congregation? And my answer was that it really is not a congregational song to be sung. Now, certainly it can be sung in the congregation, but it normally is sung as a special number, a solo, a duet, trio, quartet, whatever the case. But I truly do love that song. But then he said, well, what is your second favorite song for Christmas? And I said, well, it's O Come All Ye Faithful. So I have a lot of favorite Christmas songs, and I'm certain that you do as well. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio today, and I trust that you're going to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church today. If you don't have one to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church, where we will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, when I will continue to study how the Lord Jesus Christ is revealed in the Gospels. And today we will be looking at the Gospel of Luke to see that the Lord Jesus Christ was revealed as man. The Son of Man is the Lord Jesus Christ, and we're going to be talking about that this morning. And then this evening at 6 o'clock, our children and youth will be having their Christmas program, and so I would invite you to come on out and be a part of what we're going to be doing here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, all day long, 9:30, 10:30, and then at 6 o'clock tonight. And by the way, after the evening service, we're going to be having a cookie fellowship downstairs, just simply because of the fact that we like cookies. And so I would invite you to come on out and be with us. And certainly, if we can serve you in any way, shape, or form, spiritually speaking, we would encourage you to contact us. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Now, looking ahead just a little bit, I do also want to remind you that we will be having a candlelight Christmas Eve service on Saturday, the 24th of December. That's this coming Saturday at 6 p.m. Our theme will be Down from His Glory, and we'll be having a lot of music and scripture readings and a message from the Word of God, and we would invite you to come out and be with us at 6 o'clock on December the 24th for our candlelight Christmas Eve service. Then I also want to remind you that on Friday, December the 30th, from 5 until 7, we're going to be having a free community Christmas dinner. And that is open to anybody under the sound of my voice right now to come out to the church and just fellowship with us. At 5 o'clock, we'll hear a bit of a Christmas program by Tom Smith. And I think many of you know Tom Smith as one of the gospel singers in our area. And then, of course, we will go downstairs into the fellowship hall and have a great time of fellowship around food. And it's free. And I would invite each and every one of you to come on out. And again, if you have any questions about anything that I've mentioned so far, feel free to call us at 814-944-2894. I would always encourage you to go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org. So there you can learn more about our ministry as well. But this is the Christmas season. As a matter of fact, next Sunday will be Christmas Day. And I truly do trust and pray that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. I remind you that Christmas is not just a time of tinsels and Christmas trees and the giving and the receiving of gifts and parties and programs and so forth. Those things have their place, and those things are fine. But that's not what Christmas is about. Christmas is about Jesus Christ. As that old expression said many, many years ago that we still use today, Jesus is the reason for the season, and there is no doubt about that. So I trust that if you don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, that you will receive the greatest gift that one could ever have, and that's the gift of salvation by trusting Christ, saying, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me, and He will. And then you will understand the true meaning of Christmas. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the opportunity that we have once again to do this program. I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice right now. You know their need. You know where they are spiritually. It is my prayer that the program today will be an encouragement to them, that those who do not know the Lord Jesus will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and that those who do know the Lord Jesus will grow in Jesus Christ, and that together we will worship you in spirit and in truth. And we'll give you the praise and the thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now we're going to listen to an instrumental, and it's a There's a Song in the Air medley. I think this will be a blessing to your heart as well. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to Galatians chapter 4, and I would like to read verses 4 and 5. Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5, where the Word of God says, "But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 and 5. And now before I deliver a message entitled The Two Names of Our Lord, Part 2, let's listen to a song that most of us remember from our childhood, Away in the Manger. I like this song, and I think that you do as well. Here is Away in the Manger.
Away in a manger, no crib for stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the
If you have a copy of God's Word, please turn with me this morning to Matthew chapter 1. This will actually be the third week in a row that we've been studying Matthew chapter 1. 2 weeks ago, I shared with you a message entitled Four Facts About the Birth of Christ from Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25. And then last week, we began to look at the two names of our Lord from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. And then at that particular time, we had the opportunity of studying from verse 21, where it says, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." But today, we're going to look at the second great name of the Lord from Matthew chapter 1, and that is Emmanuel. But I would like to read the entire passage of Scripture with you. That's Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, where the Word of God says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which, being interpreted, is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus." That's Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25. And as I said, last week we looked at the first great name of our Savior as it is brought out in this passage, and that is, his name shall be called Jesus, in verse 21. But today we look at verse 23, where it says, "And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us." And keep in mind that this truly is a fulfillment of a prophecy that was given some 700 years before the time of the Lord Jesus Christ. We go back to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14 is where this prophecy is given, when it says, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. So 742 years before the time of Christ, it was predicted that he would be born and what his name would be, Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And one of the things that we need to understand as it relates to these names of Jesus, or our Lord, or our Savior, is that each one of the names truly do have a specific meaning. In fact, the name Jesus, as I brought up last week, means the Lord is our salvation. Well, the name Emmanuel, as we are looking at it today, simply means God with us. And what we see in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ's name, Emmanuel, is the fact that he came into the world to reveal God to mankind. Think about that. Jesus, as God, came into the world to reveal God to mankind. It says, his name shall be called Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Now, as we study the Word of God, we find that that's very significant. And what we see most significantly is that Jesus Christ is not just a human being. I know that during this time of the year, we celebrate the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ and the birth of Jesus Christ. But keep in mind that he was 100% God and 100% man. And when he was in the world, people were able to see God, for he was God with them at that time. Remember in John chapter 1, we find these words beginning with verse 1, where it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." The word in that passage of Scripture speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you drop down to verse 14 of John 1, where it says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So the Word, Jesus Christ, dwelt among us, that is, he became human, he became 100% man, and dwelt among humanity, and humanity was able to see the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And then you drop down to verse 18 of John chapter 1. It says, "No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son," that is Jesus, "which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him." And so you see, when Jesus Christ came into the world, indeed, it was God with us, and the whole world who saw him had a face-to-face confrontation with the very God of very gods. So Jesus Christ is God, and he is, as it says here in Matthew chapter 1, when he was on the earth, God with us. And as God with us, he revealed the glory of God to the entire world as the only begotten Son of God. What a tremendous time that must have been. The Jewish people for many, many years had been anticipating the Messiah, and now the Messiah was born, and the glory of the only begotten Son of the Father was seen in Jesus Christ. But why did Jesus Christ come into the world? Well, yes, certainly to reveal God to us, to show us who God is. But remember, he came into the world to die as a human being and as God on the cross of Calvary. Many times we get caught up in the fact that Jesus Christ was born and placed in the manger. But keep in mind that the Christmas is not just the time for the manger. It is the time to focus on the cross. And over in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21, it says in reference to the Lord Jesus Christ and for the way God the Father worked in him, "For he," that is God the Father, "hath made him," God the Son, "to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Yes, during the Christmas season, we celebrate with parties, and we give and we receive gifts. But we need to keep in mind that the reason for the season is because Jesus Christ came into the world as Emmanuel, revealing God to mankind so that he would then ultimately go to the cross and suffer and bleed and die and resurrect again from the grave so that through faith in him we might have eternal life. Yes, our Lord is Jesus, our salvation. Our Lord is Emmanuel, God with us. My question to you today is, do you know him on a personal basis? Do you? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 15, it says this in reference to Christ, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Jesus Christ came into this world to die on the cross for you and for me, that we might receive him as our Savior and then live for him every day of our lives. During this Christmas season, if you have not yet trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, I would encourage you right now, right there by the radio, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus. That is, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel. Trust him as your Savior. Have the forgiveness of sins and eternal life in heaven. I want to thank you so very much for joining me today. And if you make a decision for Christ today, let us know, and we'll send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Until we greet you once again by way of radio, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. To that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.